Christopher Warren Green says the Charlotte Symphony has the potential to be held in the same regard as the Boston Symphony or the New York Philharmonic.
The orchestra is poised to actually catapult into the the top echelon of American orchestras. It's just a matter of time.
And money. The Charlotte Symphony, like many arts organizations, is still working to get revenue back to pre-recession levels. But Warren Green is optimistic and says new programs like the Night Sound series, which incorporates a sort of nightclub atmosphere into symphony performances, are a way to broaden the symphony's appeal. But getting more people in the theater or at Symphony Park is just one of Warren Green's goals. The other is expanding music education in Charlotte schools.
There are enough musicians in the Charlotte Symphony to go around. You know, we can be in every Charlotte Mecklenburg school like a rash, and that's what we intend to do. But we need the funding for that.
The Charlotte Symphony is already in one public school, Winterfield Elementary in East Charlotte. Symphony musicians take part in a free after-school program to teach students how to play. Warren Green, who's also the music director of the London Chamber Orchestra, has signed on for 3 more years, though the Charlotte Symphony's board asked him to commit to only 2 more. He says he did that deliberately to send the message that he's committed to Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm Marshall Terry.